News special report. A New York appeals court judge has just granted former President Trump's request to stay the $454 million judgment in his New York fraud case. This gives him 10 days to pay a reduced bond of $175 million. And if Trump does, it will stop the clock on collection and prevent the state from seizing his assets while he appeals. That development came just before the New York Attorney General was expected to initiate efforts to collect the judgment. Now, it all comes as Trump went to another court today to hear when his hush money trial might start. It's the case involving porn star Stormy Daniels. CBS's Katrina Kaufman says late surfacing documents have raised questions.
There is a law that says the prosecution has to turn over certain evidence in a timely manner to the defense. And if not, there could be sanctions as extreme as dismissing the charges.
And again, the headline is Trump gets more time to pay in his civil fraud case. CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All the snow much of Wisconsin got in a big spring storm yesterday is quickly melting, but not before Eau Claire got a record 10 inches of snow. Menominee got 9 inches. Wisconsin can expect rain today and high temperatures climbing into the 40s. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County DA's office after her signature was forged.
And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Mondovi man was arrested after fleeing a traffic stop on Sunday. According to the Mondovi Police Department, officers allegedly saw the vehicle driven by Paul Winger of Eau Claire going about 67 miles per hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. After attempting to stop Winger, he allegedly fled the area. The car was later found abandoned on East Hudson Street, and officers shortly after found Winger at South Eau Claire Street and West Riverside Avenue. He was arrested for operating under the influence and fleeing an officer. Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls are officially closed. The announcement of the closures was made about 2 months ago, with Sacred Heart Hospital originally scheduled to close in late April. In recent weeks, HSHS officials announced that they would be closing Sacred Heart alongside St. Joseph's a month ahead of schedule. Residents and first responders took to the hospitals for honor walks this week to thank the healthcare workers for their efforts over the years. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Marquette gets past Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles reached the Sweet 16 with an 81-77 win over Colorado head coach Shaka Smart.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked, never wavered. We stayed connected. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Marquette headed to Dallas, where they'll play North Carolina State just after 6 p.m. Friday night. NBA in Milwaukee, a big night for Chris Middleton, who needed just one more rebound on the way to a rare triple-double, so he asked Doc Rivers to keep him in the game.
If I said a little word to Doc, I was feeling it. I realized I was 1 point away. Where I could be in control, I can hopefully knock down the jump shot like I did tonight.
Middleton, 11 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, as the Bucks bounce the Thunder, 118-93. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Hockey, the Badger women's hockey team losing 1-0 to Ohio State. The Buckeyes claim the national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
cloudy with temperatures climbing above freezing and rising to the mid-40s. This as winds whip out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. Light scattered showers ramp up this evening to some heavy rain. This will turn our area into a slushy, sloppy mess. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former Drew. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, everybody, Todd Alba. On Monday, noon till 2, we'll check in with our March Madness brackets and also update you on news over the weekend on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. And Calvin B. on the board, coming to you from our studio in rainy downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. Call, text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We're going to do the good, the bad, and please make it go away. First, though, some breaking news this morning. New York appeals court slashing the amount of the bond that Donald Trump has to post to cover the $454 million civil fraud judgment. They have reduced the bond now to $175 million to stave off enforcement until the appeals process is finalized. The former president now has 10 days to post the bond. We'll see if he can find someone to loan him the money. He's been having a tough time.
Man, it's really
been
hard.
Having a tough time.
Hard to be Donald Trump. Just people just giving you no chances. And
yeah. No breaks at all.
No breaks whatsoever.
Steve from Milwaukee texting in, listening here on WAUK. Why is the justice system so screwed up, especially with judgments on white-collar crimes? They should reform bankruptcy laws when rich people are punished.
Still waiting for rich people to be punished from 2008, but, you know.
That didn't happen either.
Nope.
Yeah, that didn't happen. All right. We're going to do a little bit more about the former president for the final break because he won a thing.
He won two things.
He won two things.
He won a two things.
Along with this reduction in the bond payment,
yep.
Which is kind of a win, if you ask me. All right, so the good, the bad, and oh, please make it go away. The good, congratulations to the Marquette Golden Eagles. Moving on in the NCAA tournament, they have made it to the Sweet 16. It's been a while.
It's been a few years, yeah. Yeah.
Calvin, did you watch the game? I heard you and Earl talking about it a little bit earlier this morning.
I watched parts of it. I did not sit and watch the whole thing. I watched like 5 minutes of the first half, and I was like, eh, well, they're doing pretty good. And then I kind of...
Drifted away.
I really feel like we should get Calvin on color commentary for sports here at Civic Media. The Brewers are... Yeah.
They're playing.
And then he walks away. He's like,
Marquette's next game is going to be Friday at 6:09. They are taking on the North Carolina State Wolfpack.
Nice. And big congratulations to the men's basketball team from Wisconsin.
Badgers unfortunately got knocked out Friday.
And huge congratulations, even though it's bittersweet, to the Badgers women's hockey team.
Yes.
Who unfortunately did lose to Ohio State in the NCAA championships. They made it all the way to the championships, and they had a great season.
They
were ranked really high and really lauded for all of their work. So congratulations to them. Bittersweet, of course, but seriously, second place isn't the worst place to be.
Absolutely not. As you said, Ohio State defeated Wisconsin in hockey 1-0 in the Frozen Four in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Well done, ladies. That's very, very impressive.
Yeah.
And next year's a new season.
Exactly.
All right. That was the good, the bad. We haven't talked much at all about Boeing.
Yeah.
And that whole door plug popping off in the middle of the flight, and then they had to do an emergency landing, and then they discover that, oh my gosh, I think we're missing a couple screws on several on several planes.
I mean, wow, that just, the way you took the, we're missing several screws, that works on different levels, on different planes, that works on different levels. It's almost as if Boeing's idea on what makes a plane work is falling apart.
Literally.
Boom!
Literally. Boeing CEO David Calhoun will step down from the plane maker at the end of the year after a series of mishaps. Yeah, those were some pretty big mishaps.
So your planes fall apart in the sky, and you get to keep your job through the rest of the year?
Right? Yeah, and he'll probably get a nice golden parachute on the way out, too.
I just made all the wrong moves. I should have gone to business school. I should have run for Congress. I can just... You are the president of Boeing, and your planes don't work. You have one job, to make sure those planes work, and work good, too. You've had like 100 years to perfect the technology.
But that's not the main job of the CEO of Boeing anymore.
What is it?
Make the stockholders money.
Well, he
that's
has...
That's the main job.
Well, luckily, he has another 9 months or 8 months to do that.
The FAA has put Boeing under intense scrutiny. I would hope so. And recently ordered an audit at assembly lines at a factory near Seattle. After that, Alaska Airlines 737 MAX suffered a door panel blowout on January 5th. Investigators say bolts that help keep the panel in place were missing after repair work at the Boeing factory, the incident raising all kinds of scrutiny since two crashes of those Boeing 737 MAX jets in 2018 and 2019 that killed almost 350 people.
You know, I don't like to go back to it over and over again, but as you know, I'm a huge fan of John Oliver. I know you like him too. He did an amazing episode, if you want to check out more and a deeper dive on it.
About Boeing.
About Boeing and just how bad it got and how bad it is. And I feel like after that first plane had a problem, slap on the wrist for the CEO. Second plane, see you later. You don't work for Boeing anymore. Instead, he gets to be here till the end of the year. It's just so ridiculous.
And again, talking about different justice systems, there certainly seem to be.
Absolutely.
This is an article from MSN talking about Boeing and the problems at Boeing. Under the influence of the stock market, Boeing changed its culture and moved further and further away from engineering,
yes,
which seems like kind of an important thing when you're talking about flying. It began 25 years ago after the takeover of Boeing by competitor McDonnell Douglas. Mm-hmm. That CEO, Harry Stonecipher, became Boeing's CEO and streamlined the company solely for profit.
Yep.
Expenditures for research and development decreased. Dividend and bonus payments went up. So they're sacrificing safety in order to pay their shareholders more.
So they have the money to put into R&D and safety and all that good stuff that literally now makes me afraid of flying. Like, I wasn't a big fan of flying to begin with, but this is just not good. Because you have two brand names in planes. That's it.
It's Boeing and
Lockheed Martin.
And Lockheed Martin.
And you divert those to your shareholders, to your CEOs, to all the people. You give all the money to them instead of, you know, sinking it into making sure the planes don't fall apart when it gets windy.
But this goes along the lines of what's happened with the rail industry.
Yeah.
And we've talked to our friend John Russell from Ohio.
Yes, indeed.
About the derailment in East Palestine, and the CEO of these rail CEOs of these rail companies, too, are foregoing safety for profit.
I mean, it's everywhere too. Like there's a big problem in trucking, running truck drivers until they're ragged and telling them to drink coffee and take pills, but get back on the road. It's all about profit now. It's not about safety. It's not about integrity. It's not about where this thing came from. Whether you're talking about trains, or whether you're talking about planes, or whether you're talking about, like, transportation has a rich history in this country of getting goods and services to other people, and they started either, you know, with a couple of guys or, you know, with a goal, and now it's just, no, we don't care about any of those things. The past is the past. We care about money. Make me money. I don't care if you have to destroy your body or ruin your career. Make me money.
But you have to wonder, and as you said, you don't like to fly. There's a whole bunch of people I know who don't like to fly, including one of my relatives.
Yeah.
I'm purposely not going to mention this to her because she's never going to get on another plane again.
I mean, I don't know how she's not going to see it.
Well, and then let's not forget about this little piece about Boeing. John Barnett worked at Boeing as an engineer for 32 years. He retired for health reasons in 2017. He was also a key witness against Boeing's management in court. He was found dead in the parking lot of a hotel March 9th, in between court appearances. While he was still alive, John Barnett reported that parts were deliberately installed that didn't meet safety standards, including parts that came from reject piles. According to his report, because of quality defects, it's even possible that every fourth oxygen mask may not work in an emergency.
It's almost to the point now where when you blow the whistle, you have to go mafia style into the witness protection program. And by the way, I did misspeak, completely misspoke there. The two major commercial aircraft markets, because someone just texted and I thought, as soon as I said it, I knew I was wrong. It's Boeing and Airbus.
Airbus, okay.
It's those two. My apologies for just speaking on a turn there, but it's Boeing and Airbus. But yeah, these individuals who are going up against massive billion-dollar companies, you're going to have to hide them now because they're getting killed. They're getting bought off. They're being disappeared.
Well, the police are investigating the death of John Barnett. His lawyer speaks of an alleged self-inflicted injury. He says his death is tragic. So there's the inference that he committed suicide while he was testifying.
Why?
Yeah, I know. You have to wonder.
Why while doing something that would bring you comfort and ease and satisfaction with your life, like blowing the whistle on a horrible company, would you then say, you know what, it's all over for me? No, I don't buy that for a second. Not one moment.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. If you want to comment on this, I'm just curious about, my husband and I usually go away at the end of the summer, and yeah, we started looking for some flights. Now I want to check and see what plane it is. I've never checked that stuff before in my life.
It's all Boeing, and it's... You don't have a choice, really. At least in America, it's going to be all Boeing.
All Boeing.
Maybe Airbus, but Airbus, there's a lot in Europe, too. But, yeah, you're not. And also, the thing is, are you going to get on Steve's plane?
Steve's Air.
Our planes work.
We have bolts.
Yeah.
And we use them.
We found the bolts.
All right. It's the good, the bad, and please make it stop. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. She pulls a dinner from her pocket. Jane says, I ain't never been in love. I don't know what it is. She only knows if someone wants her. I want him if they want me.
And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
Jane. You're listening to 93.5. The Tap.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
If I could just make it stop, I could tell the whole world.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join the show. Call or text at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We're doing a round of the good, the bad, and oh, please make it stop. The announcement yesterday, was it yesterday or Friday?
About Boeing?
No, about Ronna McDaniel.
Oh.
Ronna McDaniel, the former head of the Republican National Committee, has been hired by NBC. This is not going over well with some of the folks at NBC.
Yeah.
Including Chuck Todd on Meet the Press yesterday. Kristen Welker had Ronna McDaniel on Meet the Press. And then Chuck Todd was on a panel later, essentially saying, this was a mistake. I don't know why we did this. And a lot of the issue appears to be her perpetuating of the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that they try to get the balance, if you will, like they, you know, you want to get like, you don't want to be no impropriety. You want to have like a balanced
You would like both sides, but right?
This is, I understand why they're upset. Very upset about this.
Chuck Todd says there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, citing Ronna's prior gaslighting and character assassination when she ran the RNC. Welker and producers at Meet the Press knew in advance what Chuck Todd was going to say, but now there's a lot of speculation about how Rachel Maddow is going to hit this tonight when she's live.
And also, too, just in case people are wondering who this person is, her maiden name is Romney.
Ronna Romney McDaniel.
Exactly. She is the niece of Mitt Romney. So you can see why they maybe hired her as well, too.
Well, but she stopped using Romney.
Yeah.
When Mitt Romney was running against Donald Trump to be president.
Yeah.
And so then she had always used it. She had always used the Romney name for years and years and years and years until
it became a liability.
It became a liability for her politically.
Yeah.
So she dropped it like a hot potato. The other thing I'm seeing about this that is upsetting a lot of people, the rumor is that Ronna McDaniel is being paid $300,000 a year. NBC just got rid of a whole bunch, like 100 journalists.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing that so they can afford these bigger names now, because it's all about putting...
Well, what an insult.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? I have to imagine if you are a journalist of any sort that's not on television or of a high regard in print media, you're just used to being shoved to the side anyways. Like you come out of journalism school with the intent of doing this thing. And next thing you know, you're writing lists for websites and you just got to take any job you can get. So, I mean, it just seems like this is the way they're going now.
It's just such a morale killer. And we need journalists now more than ever. Mm-hmm. We really do. And we see these cuts happening all across the board in all these media companies and all these newspapers. And then to have something like this, she's getting $300,000 a year. And most journalists are probably lucky if they make 60.
Oh my God. That's
probably high.
That
sounds right?
Like, yeah. Especially. And if you live in a city like New York or LA, good luck. That doesn't even cover.
You're sleeping in a box.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they're not paying her more for her status and her name and all the things. I would have thought they'd be paying her between $500,000 to $1 million a year. But I don't know. I don't know how those things work. It just seems like you throw money at it to get what you want. And, you know, I know that, like you said, Chuck Todd was very upset about this and didn't hold back.
And I was not that big of a fan of Chuck Todd when he was doing Meet the Press either, quite frankly. Some argue that McDaniel has no juice with the anti-Trump wing of the party. Again, she removed Romney from her name. Nikki Haley voters think Romney put her thumb on the scales for Trump during the primaries. McDaniel is not especially close to GOP leaders in Congress. And if the point is to give NBC viewers more insight into Trump world, then why turn to the person who just got ousted by Donald Trump from the RNC so he could replace her with his daughter-in-law to then channel all the money of the RNC to her father-in-law to help pay his bills? The Trump campaign, according to Politico, quietly celebrating Chuck Todd's evisceration of McDaniel yesterday, asked for comment. A top Trump official said, "Of course, I want to gloat online. I just don't think my doing so moves any votes our way. It's this whole disciplined campaign thing."
A subtle raise of the eyebrow. You know, if we were watching a movie and this was this is the implosion of the GOP or the bad guys or whatever you want to call them. But for some reason, I mean, they just keep getting chances. They keep on sticking around. Failing upwards on a trashy Boeing plane straight up in the sky. It's just mind-boggling.
We should attempt to be more successful failures, Greg Bach.
I have been trying for nearly 47 years now.
It just hasn't kicked in for you yet.
No, it hasn't.
It just hasn't kicked in for you yet.
I cut my hair and go to an Ivy League school. You know, my dad should have been better, too. He should have been more upward mobile as well, so I could traipse upon the backs of others on his name.
Yep.
And he builds me a building so I can get into Harvard.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
We're talking about NBC's hiring of Ronna McDaniel, who used to be the head of the Republican National Committee, as a commentator. Not everyone is happy. It will be interesting to see, again, as some of the more personality-driven shows take over at night tonight, how some of these hosts are going to cover this and get their reactions.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stay up for Maddow just to see that because I think she'll be great.
The cafeteria or the coffee room is gonna be real weird because she's gonna be walking around being, "Hey, everybody," like, "Hi,
Ronna."
Yeah, Ronna.
Ronna.
That's not even a name.
I think they should force her to put Romney back in her name. Ronna Romney McDaniel.
It's a hard name. I keep on trying to say that name. It's very difficult. Ronna Romney McDaniel. And her name is Ronna. That's her birth name, Ronna. I'm sorry. I don't mean making fun of her. I've just never heard that name. It's like the mom and the dad were like, "I got one name. I got another." What do you, they say the same time, and you're like, 1, 2, 3, Ronna Donna. And they're like, "Well, let's put it together."
You might be onto something.
Yeah.
Then again, maybe not.
Probably not at all. I'm baffled by these individuals. I truly am.
News is coming up next. And when we return, we have an update on the California guy running against Tammy Baldwin. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shining on my soul. As I untie the cord and untwist the knot, we could get where we're going if I could just make it stop. If I could just make it stop, I could tell the whole world to get out of the way. If I could just make it stop.
Tuesday morning on Up North News Radio, signs of progress, maybe, to fix immigration rules for the many migrants who keep Wisconsin dairy farms operating.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's evidence Wisconsin public school attendance is rebounding slightly. The State Department of Public Instruction says collectively students attended school 92% of the time during the 2022-23 school year. That's better than the year before, but still below pre-pandemic levels. New research shows only two members of the Wisconsin legislature come from working-class backgrounds. Eric Hansen is the co-author of the study from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago.
It's just really hard to support yourself and campaign when you are holding a working-class job.
Hansen says those working-class lawmakers are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Some Chippewa Valley power providers are warning of outages due to the weather. According to XL Energy and Eau Claire Energy Cooperative officials, there have been reports of outages in Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Dunn counties due to the wet, heavy snow that fell overnight. Neither organization provided a timeline for when full service could be restored in the areas with outages, but affected customers can check their outage online. If you've been affected by a power outage, you should report it to your power company as soon as possible. Chippewa Falls residents are complaining that people are dumping garbage in dumpsters at Irvine Park. The Chippewa Falls Police Department announced that they are looking into the garbage dumping and reminded residents that the dumpsters at parks and other public spaces are not meant for their own household garbage. In a Facebook post, the Chippewa Falls Police Department said Parks Department staff estimate about 20% of the garbage that's being put in the park dumpsters is personal household trash. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure they'll get you your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Switch to Jackson Hewitt and we'll beat what you paid last year, even if you filed online.
Hewitt, yeah!
Ain't nothing to it. Switch to Jackson Hewitt and pay less for tax prep, guaranteed. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Kevin Bacon is going to the prom. Remember the original Footloose film? The film where dancing was forbidden for like 20 years, but during the final prom scene, everyone magically knew how to breakdance? Life is about to imitate art. Kevin Bacon will attend this year's Big Spring Dance at Payson High School in Utah, the school where they filmed the original Footloose. The school will be moving to a new building after this year and launched a social media campaign to get Bacon's attention. The hashtag Bacon to Payson campaign worked, and Ben McCormick will be back in the school's gym 4 decades later, presumably with a different date. On the Today Show last Friday, Bacon appeared virtually with the students of Payson who had gathered in the gym. Bacon told the students he was proud of them and would join them at prom. He closed the message with "Let's Dance." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy with temperatures climbing above freezing and rising to the mid-40s. This as winds whip out of the south up to 25 miles per hour. Light scattered showers ramp up this evening to some heavy rain. This will turn our area into a slushy, sloppy mess. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board. Coming to you live from our studio in rainy downtown Waukesha. Wherever you are listening around the states, you can always call or text at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a little California guy updates. Eric Hovde running against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in November. And a big shout out to Pat Kreitlow and Up North News. You should check it out, upnorthnewswi.com, for this article looking back at some things that Eric Hovde has talked about in the past. Now, most recently, he had talked about getting rid of alcohol. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That goes back as well. According to Up North News, back in 2012, Greg Buck, when he was first running.
Oh, the good old days.
A 36-minute interview with Wisconsin Eye. Eric Hovde talked about his belief that the workers of days gone by, farmers included, worked harder and faced more hazards. According to Eric Hovde, in 2012, we don't engage in hard labor like we did. We don't have as many accidents on the job, most of us. Think of farming. Look at the old physical toll that it would take on the body. Now you're largely driving around a tractor, unquote. Any farmers listening who would like to chime in on how easy and safe things are around working on the farm? I think you would have a different opinion than Mr. Hovde.
Yeah, I
mean, you're just driving around on a tractor all day, living a life of ease.
At the very least, Derek Van Orden, are you listening? You are a champion of the farmers, as you've told us. Does this generalization upset you? Let us know. We'd love to hear.
He has to be in the state to actually do that.
He's probably yelling at a kid.
Somewhere. Hovde referenced the increase in the average life expectancy as a reason to boost the retirement age to preserve Social Security and Medicare programs he refers to as entitlements. That makes me crazy. That makes me crazy that a certain segment of our politicians like to couch this as we are getting something we did not earn because we feel entitled to it. When all of us have all paid in since we've been working, and yes, we are entitled to that money.
Yeah. It's my investment.
Hovde believes that benefits absolutely need to be trimmed. And Calvin, how do you feel about this? He's proposing a retirement age of 72 for workers in their 20s before you would be qualified for retiree benefits.
Well, wow, that is, I don't even have a response. 72, that is.
72. He wants you to work till you're 72.
You got some years left, Calvin.
And I have bad news for folks. I hate to be the killer of joy.
No, you don't. You love being the killer of joy.
Okay, sometimes.
You have a t-shirt.
The golden years are not all they're cracked up to be.
Yeah.
It's tragic, but I think it's true. And as we get older and we get sicker, and I know we have people who listen who are in great shape and still very active, and that's wonderful, and I think that's fabulous. Not everybody follows that path. Not everybody gets to live that path.
And even if you do have a healthy regimen, there's no guarantees.
No, there isn't for anything. I have a former classmate of mine who retired at 62 and he died the following year.
Yeah. I mean, it's, again, and I'm going to try to, I will make this connect for you, Jane. There, it can be said that, you know, Social Security recipients are of a certain age. They are considered by a standard elderly. They're older. A lot of them vote for Republicans for decades.
Yes.
And I'm taking out of the equation the rich ones, the ones who can pay their yearly benefit off in one paycheck and all that stuff. I'm talking about our moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the hard workers who did the American dream. Got the house, got the fence, got the kids, put them through school, retired, shake a hand, get a gold watch, and then you get to live your golden years. Doing all that stuff. They still vote for people who say, we need to get rid of this. We need to trim this. It is an entitlement. They still vote for individuals who treat this like a bargaining chip in the election process.
Yeah.
And during big fights over bills, usually spending bills. We got to cut Social Security. Why do we need to? This should be a self-sustaining program because we're constantly paying into it. I've been paying into it since I was 12. Kelvin, I think I heard you say to Earl earlier today, you've been paying into it since you were 16.
Yep.
And to my knowledge, that's an investment. It's not an entitlement, and I'm waiting to get that money back. And I've said it before, and I will say it again. If I get to the point where I can put in my papers to get my money back and they say, sorry, it's gone, I'll be like, who am I suing? Because I gave you my money and you wasted it. I gave it to you in good faith. And then you let these millionaires and billionaires on Capitol Hill play with it, gamble on it, yep, and lose it.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842 if you would like to join us. Jack from Merrimack is on the line. Good morning, Jack. How you doing?
He's back.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, first of all, it just absolutely angers me, the distortion of the term entitlement.
Yes.
Yes.
That our Republican so-called friends use. An entitlement is something to which you are entitled. That is, you have earned it, and it should be yours by that standard. And that's exactly what Social Security and Medicare are, as has been pointed out. I started paying into these funds when I was 16 years old as well. And when I retired at 70, after 40 plus years of teaching, I would sort of expect to get some of that, and that's an investment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's also in terms of Medicare, it's also a down payment on our premiums for our retirement health insurance. That's exactly what Medicare is, and it's pretty good insurance, actually. It's probably better than the insurance that when I stopped teaching, better than the insurance that I actually had at that time.
Oh, wow.
A number of reasons. You may think that, the insurance, Medicare picks up 80%, we have to pay 20%, but here's the trick. Medicare is the largest insurer in the country, I believe, and they negotiate rates. And so my 20% is generally totals for a year less than what I was paying out for my deductibles and co-pays when I previously had insurance, because those negotiated rates can be as little as maybe a third, not a third off, but one third total of what the advertised charges are in for a hospital or for a doctor's, particularly for a doctor's visit. It's a significant difference there.
Well, and now, so, Jack, they're talking, they want to privatize Medicare.
Oh, of course. They're trying to do it already. It's called Medicare Medicare Advantage.
Oh, Jack.
Oh, no.
Saw what you did there, buddy.
You were right the first time there, Jack. I think you were right the first time. And we talked to someone about that on the show, too, when all those ads were going around. Yep. You want to go to Medicare. That's who you want to deal
Medicare,
with.
Medicare, yep.
Go to Medicare. Thank you so much, Jack. Really appreciate you chiming in with us. Always good to hear from you. You can join us, too, at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, talking about California guy Eric Hovde and some comments he made when he was running for election in 2012. And this is courtesy of our friends, from our friends at Up North News, including Pat Kreitlow. Back in 2012, he reiterated his view that the Affordable Care Act should be completely repealed.
Well, it should be repealed and replaced with something beautiful.
Oh, something beautiful and perfect.
And perfect.
And wonderful.
In 2 weeks.
Or more.
We'll see.
Yeah, right.
He's been a little busy right now, that guy.
Hovde also blamed some Americans for their own health issues like obesity and suggested overweight people should pay more for their health insurance.
I mean, don't we, though? Like, if we go into the doctor and I get weighed, when we sign up for a health insurance package, I have to go through a general physical. I have to tell them how much I weigh, how old I am, my height. Do I smoke? Do I do this? Do I do that?
Right.
All these things.
Right.
And then they base their risk off of my answers. So I am paying more, but also, Eric Hovde, I am willing to admit that my obesity is absolutely because of my doing. You've seen me at a buffet. But my point is, already happens, buddy. And just because you can pay anything you want for healthcare doesn't mean you should be telling me what I should be doing with mine.
Melanie Jay, an associate professor of medicine at NYU and the director of a project on obesity research, said Eric Hovde's views shows either you're not understanding or you're really discriminating against people who have a chronic disease. It's assuming that obesity is some sort of moral failing that people need to be punished for. That's not true. It's a pretty awful and dangerous thing to say.
We could talk about that for a whole show.
Absolutely. Also, taking a trip down memory lane, courtesy of Up North News, when Eric Hovde was back in Wisconsin in 2012 running for office, he was asked, you're a first-time candidate. If you don't win the primary, do you plan to run for public office again? No.
Which?
Hovde replied, no, I'm doing this for a very simple reason. I know my economic skills and my background is something that is desperately needed in the United States Senate right now. I don't plan to spend the rest of my life in politics.
That's so funny to me because, one, I think we should call this segment The Internet Never Forgets, but also just the notion that I'm running for Senate. I want to do good for the state. I'm Eric Hovde, and I was born here and then no longer here. But what's going to happen if you lose? I'm going home. Bye.
And he did.
Yeah.
He lost to Tommy Thompson at that point. And look, now he's back.
Whoa.
Now he's back.
Maybe
because he still has these valuable business skills that can be applied, Greg Bach.
Did anyone ever think to check under the mustache? Maybe it's not him.
He also referred to the number of children in America that are born out of wedlock. Eric Hovde said in 2012, that's a direct path to a life of poverty. I think we got to get our morals and our ethics back. And I think we got to, you know, get this country turned around. We have to stop government policies that reward those having children out of wedlock and harming people that are having children in marriage.
What?
I'm not sure how people in marriage with children are being harmed.
Hey, Eric Brovde. Show your work, my dude. What are you talking about?
Well, and speaking of showing his work, because he shows up on my Twitter feed all the time.
Gross.
He doesn't have any policies.
No.
It's all platitudes.
Yes.
It's all vague generalities, some little barbed comments about Senator Baldwin agreeing with the President Biden's agenda. But he hasn't said, I will implement X.
Yeah.
If I am elected, I'm going to do X in order to make things better for the people of Wisconsin. He's got nothing.
No, and he never, and he's going to spend the next few months just trying to convince us that he belongs here. And it's not working. I don't care who you put in front of the camera. You, your wife, axe throwing, ice jumping, whatever. You don't belong here, and that's fine. Go back to run for California Senate.
Seriously.
Do something there.
Seriously.
And I'm not even being a jerk about it. You've lived there for a long time. You have invested interest. You don't care about us. You don't. And to say that Tammy Baldwin doesn't get things done, you know it's a lie.
Eric Hovde, thanks but no thanks. Here's a Kringle.
Yeah, baby.
Go away. All right, stay with us when we return. Hey, Donald won. Some things.
Good job.
All the details coming up. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue.
add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. Call, text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, or leave a comment on the live stream wherever you're watching, on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon is in the process of destroying. We were talking about California guy Eric Hovde running against Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, and an article in Up North News going back to when he ran in Wisconsin in 2012 and things he said then. And not a surprise, he still wants to get rid of Social Security and Medicare, all kinds of, you know, the party line, pretty much. Yeah. Mark from Prairie du Sac has been waiting on the line. Thanks for your patience, Mark. What did you want to say?
Oh, no thanks. Not a lot of patience, but it is ironic. I wonder if he's even spent 183 days in the state for any years, you know, subsequent to 2012. If you spent that amount of time, you know, over half a year in the state, you know, to qualify as even citizen of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, just because he owns property, might own property here, doesn't make him a citizen of Wisconsin. I own property up in the far northwest corner of the state. That doesn't make me eligible to vote, you know, in Tom Tiffany's district. I mean, it just is. The man attacking our earned benefits is just galling to me. That, you know, because I've been paying, you know, into Social Security since I was 16 years old. I mean, that it is just, or had been until I retired, and that now collecting Social Security, and that's great. I mean, but that is an earned benefit, and that for a man who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, and that, and here, you know, he got a start in life through his inheritance, and now he's a big banker out in California. Like you said, he can just spend his time out in California, in the California sun, in Orange County, where apparently he's lauded out there.
Yeah.
Leading citizen.
Yep. They love him out there, right? Right, Jim? Right, Mark? I don't know why you wouldn't. They love you so much. You're like businessman of the year 3 years in a row. You'd think you'd do pretty well out there. Thank you so much, Mark. Always appreciate you checking in. We had a texter listening in Madison on WMDX. My dad paid into Social Security his whole life and didn't even get to enjoy his SS because he died of cancer at 62, mm-hmm, due to no health care. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yep. It's, yeah.
Bill from Oconomowoc joining us. Good morning, Bill. What's happening?
I don't know if you've heard, but Trump got he plea bargained down his bond.
Yep.
And
yep,
it's like, I guess, 175. Now, that's going to set a precedent for all criminals. They don't have to post bond at what they say because they can just create a victim and say, well, I can't afford that. Give me something I might be able to afford. It's going to really be interesting as history is written about Trump. But in closing, I'd like to leave you with this. The state of Wisconsin ought to have a Citizens Accountability Board. And all these issues that come up, they would give their thoughts on, like, this Eric Hovde. Some guy from California thinks he's going to run here. And by the way, Mark in the sack, I'll tell you, vote, run against Tom Tiffany. They get away with it. I'll back you. run against him. They get away with it. We can get away with it, Mark. You've got such good insights. But just think of the concept of a Citizens Volunteer Accountability Board. I would love to see it in our state. And I'd say it ought to be 3 and 3, 6 people, six Democrats and six Republicans. I'll hang up and listen for your thoughts.
Thank you so much, Bill. I love that idea. I think that's a great idea. Unfortunately, that would never fly because it would actually enforce accountability, and there are people who don't want that. And I think you make a hilarious point about just because Mark from Prairie du Sac doesn't live in Tiffany's district, he's got property there. We know the Josh Hawley doesn't live where he's elected from. We know Tommy Tuberville doesn't live in Alabama. He lives in Florida. I mean, give it a shot. What would it hurt? All right, we only have a couple of minutes. We got to get to this. We're not gonna get it covered. Okay. Donald Trump won some things.
Yeah,
he posted on his social media network. It is my great honor to be at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach tonight, awards night, to receive all caps the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy. I won both
for the 28th year in a row.
Yeah, well done, Donald.
Yeah.
Kind of piggybacking along with that golf trophy. Have you heard of this book? It's called Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump. Written by a guy called Rick Riley. This is at least 5 years old.
Yeah.
This book. Commander in Cheat by Rick Riley. I am not a golfer, but I've heard other people say this. I used to have this coach who told us, according to Rick Riley, how you do one thing is how you do everything. If you loaf in practice, you're going to loaf in the game. If you cheat on your tests, you're going to cheat on your wife. I have found this to be true with golf. The guy who plays slowly on the course is going to be molasses in meetings. The guy who is generous with compliments on the course will do the same at dinner. The guy who cheats on the golf course is going to cheat in business, on his taxes, and in politics.
And I just want to give a shout out to President Biden for recognizing the achievements of one Donald Trump. And that is by taking a screenshot of the, I guess you call it a truth on Truth Social.
Yeah.
And just saying, congratulations, Donald. It's quite an achievement. Dark Brandon will not be contained.
According to this book, Commander in Cheat, Trump doesn't just cheat at golf. He cheats like a three-card Monty dealer. He lies about his lies. He fudges and foozles and fluffs. At this course where Trump is a member, the caddies got so used to seeing him kick the ball back onto the fairway, they started his nickname of Pele.
What else are they calling him? What did you say they were calling him on Twitter this weekend?
Don Porleone. Although, as it was mentioned, as Bill just pointed out, he got that reduced from 454 million to like 175 million. So. I guess it's still working for him. All right. Thank you so very much, Greg and Calvin. Without you, the show does not run. Thank you, everyone, for joining us, for calling and texting. It means everything. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
And
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Fast-moving developments in two legal cases involving former President Trump. Just now, a judge.